my daughter, Victoria, to come up here. She's like, oh no. You don't have to clap for her. Stay standing for a minute. I keep seeing this this illustration. And I want us to do something and have Grisha sing that refrain. So this is my little girl. So it's say I'm her, it's say I'm God and this is you, okay? We often have a picture of God doing this to us. He's totally in control of us. He's making us do. And if he wants us to worship, we'll worship. If he wants us to have ministry, we'll have ministry. But he's not that way. He's always like this. He's always like this. And it's always an offer. It's always an offer to read. Yeah, good. That wasn't even planned. So then what happens is, but you know what? He wants to lead us, but he doesn't like, come on, get over here. He starts walking here, and we can walk another way. And you know what? We think he then, if we walk into sin, that he lets go of our hand, and he doesn't. As much as we can be a lover of his presence, he is a bazillion times more a lover of our presence. The only reason we really love his presence is because he loves our presence so much. He puts it in us. And so the more we experience his presence, the more we allow ourselves to be in his presence and to receive the fullness of him, the more we will love his presence. And so what I'm going to do is, you can stay up here with me. Just bow your heads. And just put your hand out. Nobody touch their hand or get their hand. Just put your hand out and say, God, I'm a lover. Just for yourself, I'm a lover of your presence, God. And then I want you to walk the fullness of God, the fullness of your salvation. I want you to walk just in your imagination, in your mind. I just want you to walk into a broken area of your life. An area that you go suffer in pain, and then you walk out, and on Sunday morning, then you want to be in his presence. And you suffer in pain when you go to bed, and you wake up and you read a scripture, and then you're in his presence again. But he's saying, I want you to take me. I want you to take me into your brokenness. I want you to take me into your broken relationships. I want you to bring me into your fear. I want you to bring me into your hopelessness. I want you to bring me into your dreams and your imagination. I want you to bring me into your pornography, into your bad habits of overdrinking. I want you to bring me into those things. Because if you'll invite me into those areas, you're inviting light into those areas. And he comes in always with no shame and no judgment. And he actually comes in and he doesn't see our stuff like we see our stuff or other people see our stuff. He sees it as the next place of our breakthrough, as the next place of his glory to manifest itself. So just take a moment. Christian is singing this song, and as a confession, as a declaration, or as a hope, rise up that belief that you are a lover of his presence. Just with your eyes closed, let Christian sing that and begin to agree with that.
Pull them into your marriage. 'Cause I'm a lover.
We are lovers of your presence. We are lovers of your presence, and we want your glory, your presence, your fullness to be in every inch of our promised land, every inch that we own, every inch that's been allotted to you, to us through you, every bit of our inheritance spiritually and practically, and every inch of land that you've given our children. We want your presence to be there, to guide them and lead them and protect them. We thank you for that. We just declare this morning, we are lovers of your presence. We this body, we as marriages and families, we love your presence in our homes. We love your presence in our conversation. And we as individuals say we love your presence in our thoughts. We love your presence in our work. We love your presence in our emotions. There's no place you won't go with us. There's no place that your presence won't change things radically.